And these days, high school seniors often learn if they've been accepted by their dream college via email during class. The timing can be overwhelming for someone waiting for a decision that will decide their future. As Kate McGee from member station WBEZ reports, technology and social media are changing the college decision experience.
Nick Joy has a routine when he opens his email these days.
I close my eyes before and then I open my eyes. And just in case, like, there's like an email from a college and I'm like, oh my God, is this it?
Joy is telling this to his fellow seniors at the Chicago High School for the Arts. They're sitting in a circle, checking in with each other about college. They were starting to hear back from schools, and there was a lot of uncertainty, says senior Stephanie Galicia.
There's this whole pressure of, like, you need to have everything figured out right now, and if you don't, well, then you're not going to succeed.
That pressure is felt by students and parents alike, as made clear by the recent college admission scandal, in which parents have been charged with using bribery and fraud to get their children into top schools. And it's a pressure that's existed for decades. But social media and technology have changed the way students hear from schools and share news with friends. Nick Joy says these days, everything is publicized.
And everything is, like, you know, on Instagram. Like, I scroll through my feed and I see people posting pictures of screenshots of their acceptances, and I'm like, oh my God, like, it's overwhelming.
Let's start with how schools send decisions. Now it's mostly via email. Joy even got alerted he was accepted to a school via text message. This means decisions land in students' inboxes at all hours, including during the school day or out with their friends, rather than reading a snail mail letter at home in the evening. Whitney Young High School senior Joe Radinsky found out he wasn't accepted early to the University of Chicago right after school, standing on an L train platform. He'd been waiting all day for that email. It was bad and a blow to his ego.
Like, I sort of deflated, and sort of for the next 2 days, I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, what about me isn't enough?
Some students tried to avoid opening these emails in public, waiting to get home. That didn't work for Keith Calloway. When Yale released their college decisions, the school sent a tweet saying decisions were out. He tried to wait until he got home.
But then 3 minutes later, I was like, okay, they're out. I can't take this. I have to know. And I logged in, and I saw that I got in. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to go.
He left class and called his family. But news travels fast.
As I was walking out, I saw some of my friends, and actually some of them overheard me on the phone, and by the time I hung up the phone, they had already, like, sent it to other people that, like, I had gotten into Yale.
That's another change. Everyone is sharing the news on social media as it happens. Senior Joe Radinsky says it took some time for him to adjust to the barrage of college news on his social media channels. It was hard to not take the updates personally.
And so when I see people, like, posting about other people's acceptances, like, normally I do have a gut reaction, and I'm not, like, super proud to say this, I'm just like, yikes, like, what did I do? Like, what did I do wrong?
Some students post updates like 10 out of 10. That means they got into everywhere they applied. Others only share their acceptances on private Snapchat channels or Finstas, private Instagram accounts only shared with close friends. That's how Radinsky found out some friends were also deferred by the University of Chicago. They shared it privately. It made him feel a little better. It was nice to have friends going through the same thing. Now when he sees people post college news on social media, he has a different reaction.
I've been able to, like, grow from my first, like, what is this, like, reaction to, like, yes, like, good for you. Like, that's amazing.
Researchers say it's important to remember not all students use or are affected by social media in the same way. Adults should do more listening to figure out how to support them effectively. And kids, they say, should take more time to process before sharing. For Here and Now, I'm Kate McGee.